Macmillan Audio presents Doing Harm by Kelly Parsons. Read by Robert Petkoff. Prologue. My patient is dying, and it's all my fault. I watch as the code team swarms frenetically over the naked, frail body lying on the bed in the center of the bare, otherwise unremarkable hospital room. One of them forces fresh air into the patient's lifeless lungs with a thick plastic balloon the size of a large grapefruit. Another shoves jerkily on the sternum, rhythmically compressing the heart, squeezing the blood out of it like juice from an orange. Still another stands close by, defiant and eager, manual defibrillator paddles held aloft, ready to deliver additional electric shocks to the tired, cold flesh. I stare at this grim tableau, transfixed and helpless, watching dumbly as a life slips away. And it's all my fault. One of the patient's hands slides off the side of the bed and dangles in the air over the floor, swaying slightly in time with the chest compressions, like some macabre metronome. Back in medical school, one of my anatomy instructors had pointed out to us how the hand is one of the most recognizably human parts of the human body. How, unlike the anonymous organs inhabiting the abdomen and chest, it can trigger instant recognition and empathy.